Cherry, thank you for joining us. Now, Cherry, would you like to give us a bit of background on what you do at Google and your area of expertise?
Sure. Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Cherry, and I'm a search advocate at Google, responsible for helping businesses across the Asia-Pacific region to manage their online presence on Google Search. So thank you for inviting me to be here, Rizal. Today, we're not going to discuss advertising on Google Search at all. My area of expertise is in the non-advertising type of search results, where no business can buy better placement in the search results. It's actually called Google Organic Search, or sometimes people might know it as SEO, or search engine optimization.
And Cherry, why is it important for a business to be on Google Search?
So across Asia Pacific, a lot of people use Google Search to discover businesses and essential services, whether it's groceries, restaurants, apparel, and like health information, such as like, you know, nearest clinic or hospital. Understanding how to be more discoverable on Google Search is actually crucial for every business owner as an ongoing effort. But it is especially key now for businesses who are entering the Hari Raya celebration. Many consumers will be looking to celebrate, for example, by shopping for Kuih Raya or, you know, Baju Raya on Google Search. So today I can share with you a few tips on how every business can improve their discoverability during the Hari Raya on Google Search.
So Cherry, how would you describe the best ways for the average SME business owner to get started? They may not have much experience with this.
So first and most important thing is to make sure you are discoverable on Google Search. So first, evaluate what consumers are seeing when they are searching for the products you are selling or services you are offering. If you have a website, you should go to Google Search and type site, S-I-T-E, followed by colon, and followed by your website. For example, if you own a website called example.com, you will go to Google Search and type site, colon, example.com. If you see your website listed there, it means that Google knows your website exists and has indexed your website. A lot of people are researching and buying things online, so it's really important to start considering and investing your time to showcase your business online. It is also important how you show up or how you appear on search while checking if your site is appearing on search. Check if you are showcasing your business value well on search. Do people understand what you have to offer by reading the three lines on Google search result? When you search on Google, right, you will see the three lines like that calls title and snippets. And actually, you can provide this information to Google. If you would like to tell us what you prefer for these lines, you can search for create good titles and snippet in search results on Google, and you should find an article that should get you started. Even if this might be implemented by your web developer, so sometimes it can get a bit technical, but as a business owner or someone from the business side, it's important that you come up with these lines because generally you would know your business and marketing better than your developers.
But it's not just on Google search, right? I mean, don't a lot of people search on Google Maps for business or for a business as well? What can businesses do there to ensure that they are discoverable?
So, yes, like this is really important, especially business that value store visits, like any business that you want, like customers to come to your physical stores. One easy way to ensure you are present is by registering your business on Google My Business. Google My Business allows businesses to connect with customers on Google Search and also on Google Maps by sharing key information about your business, things like photos, promotions, opening hours, and now even COVID safety features, such as whether you offer takeaway or contactless delivery or not, and even the live busyness of particular businesses.
So Cherry, I know the content of your website is also important when customers find you. How do businesses know what customers are searching for?
So yes, for search, content is most important thing, the most important thing. Always focus on your users. you can use a couple of free tools to improve your search presence with good content. We talked about focusing on users and helping them discover your business on Google Search, right? But when they have already discovered your business, it's also important that you continue to ensure your website has the right content and information, because when you have relevant, good content, it helps to improve your relevancy to users' queries on Google Search as well. For example, how should you write your content on the website? What do users expect to see? What kind of products should you offer? Are your messages consistent with websites, your social media, or like offline media? To get to know your users better and have the right information for them, I always think it's a good idea to rely on data to make smart decisions. There are two tools I would recommend. First one is Google Trends, which shows what Malaysians are searching for. For example, search volumes for food delivery services grew about 16 times during lockdown. So if you are doing F&B business or selling Kuih Raya, for example, then these insights should be helpful, and you will know that Malaysians are hoping that your business can deliver to them. Right? This is the first tool. So it's called Google Trends. The second tool is called Google Search Console. So this tool gives you all the information to improve your discoverability to customers on Google Organic Search. For example, it will show you what are the top searches that bring people to your websites. Then you can prioritize content that matches those searches. How is your website ranking on Google Search? Or things like which page is a popular landing page. That way, maybe you can deprioritize some other pages and put more good content on the page that is more popular.
Okay, those are helpful and the most basic tips for a business to be discoverable on Google Search and to make sure you have relevant content. But what if you are an SME ready to take the next step and you want to invest and take your Google Search discoverability to the next level?
So there are a lot of things you can do, but I'll just give one example. If you're ready to invest in a web developer, you can add additional information like reviews and price. So it is eligible to show up directly on the search result and make it even more informative. You probably have seen the result on Google where users can see reviews or pricing of the products directly on Google search result page. So this is beyond the three lines. Sometimes you search, you see three lines, right? But sometimes you see pictures, you see reviews, you see price and stuff like that. We call these things rich results. They usually appear in particular search results such as products, books, events, or cooking recipes. These help businesses to get information to their potential customers right directly on the search result page. You can check out all these things. There are a lot of types that are available at the Google Search Gallery. The URL is goo.gle/search-gallery. So to implement it, it's actually implemented through a markup, structured data markup. If you want your business to be eligible for this on the search result, it may be worth it to work with developers to implement these markups. If you are on templated sites or content management systems, you can also contact the service provider to get more information, and they should be able to help you to implement as well.
So Cherry, we've talked about how you need to show off the best unique propositions about your business on three lines or snippets on Google Search. Is writing a unique proposition there the only way to show off your business?
Well, there are so many different ways, and I think we can't like cover all of them here today. But for example, like, you know, it's not just text, it's images too, right? You can optimize images on your website and on Google Search. For some products, such as we talk about Baju Raya, right? Images are more important for your customer to make purchase decision. So it's a good idea to optimize images on your websites or even on your social media posts or other types of presence you have on the internet. All of this helps to improve your presence on Google Search. Some users might even do Google image search instead of normal web search for these products. Image search, using high quality images and like descriptive titles, captions and file names are things that you can do For example, firstly, use images only when they add value and when they are relevant to the page. So not decorative. Like if you see that this image will add value to your users, then use them. You should also use high quality images in an appropriate and optimized size. Images with low quality obviously don't appeal to your potential customers. And at the same time, you have to find the right balance, because file size that is too big when it's not necessary also can slow down your loading time, so your website can get slower. So you have to find the right balance. If you work with developers, there are also ways to make images dynamic, meaning you could optimize the image in a way that, in a way that you can save loading time. So if it's open on the bigger devices, the image get resized to bigger size. If it opens on smaller device, then it will open in a smaller image. So secondly, for example, you can provide context to your images. Visual elements should match the title and headings of the page. You can think of how users might be, searching for your content visually. Place the images near relevant text. Describe your image using captions and the file names that are descriptive and easy to understand. For example, in the caption, you can provide additional information that can't be easily seen from the image, such as if your baju raya is made of silk, sometimes people can't just see from the image, right? So those things are good to be described like nearby the image itself. Or if you want to get a little bit technical, on top of that, you can use an HTML alt attributes for image. These are used to provide information to users who can't see the images. So you can work with developers to implement this. And lastly, provide more images from like different angles. For example, with Baju Raya, you can give like front view, side view, back view, close-up view. The more confident a customer feels about your product, the better it is.
Okay, those are helpful and the most basic tips for a business to be discoverable on Google search and to make sure you have relevant content. But what if you're an SME ready to take the next step and you want to invest and take your Google search discoverability to the next level?
So yes, definitely. Speed is important. User experience is super important. Make sure your website loads fast and works well across all types of devices, such as mobile phones and desktop, because it helps improve user experience. It makes users engage with your content and products more, which actually means more sales and more conversions for you. Most people nowadays have very little patience. After they search and click on your website, they will expect to see it load in less than a few seconds, right? Even if you have good content and are discoverable on Google search, if your website is slow, people will not wait for it to load, and then they might go to different websites, right? At the same time, having a website with good user experience also actually have a positive impact on Google search. Speed, mobile friendliness, and page experience on websites are one of the many ranking factors that we use or will use. How do you know if website is performing well? So you can test your website using Page Speed Insights tool. It is a free tool. It's easy to use. You don't have to be technical at all to use it. So you just have to search for Google Page Speed Insights test. Then you have to fill in your URL, basically your website. And then there's a button. There's only one button, so you cannot click wrongly. And you click on that button. The tool will tell you how your website is performing. And it also will suggest how you can improve it. So some of the solutions that it suggests are easier to tackle. Some of the solution may not be, may be more technical. So it might need some technical expertise. So if you are a business owner and prefer to focus on your day-to-day business operations, you can do that test, see how you're doing, see how your score is like. And if you want to improve it, you can find a web developer that can help you implement some of the solutions.
I know the content of your website is also important when customers find you or search for you. How do businesses know what customers are searching for?
So we covered quite a few things today, and I guess I just want to summarize what we talked about. So I think we have about five things that we talk about. Firstly, make sure you are discoverable. So check if you are appearing properly on search by doing site, colon, then followed by your domain on Google search. and make sure like the three lines, the title and descriptions, are showcasing your business value well on Google search. Secondly, make sure you are focusing on users and that your website has relevant content. So you can use data tools like Google Trends and Google Search Console to get to know your users better. Thirdly, if you're ready to take it to the next level, we'll work with your developers to add markups and structure data, and then you will be eligible for rich results like having reviews or pricing of your product directly on Google search results. Then optimize your images so that they are high quality, and also provide them in a few angles, and if possible, provide good context and information to those images as well. And finally, the last thing is to test your website using PageSpeed Insights. So make sure your website loads quickly and give good page experience for the impatient customers. Developers might be able to help you more there as well.
Thank you so much, Cherry, for your valuable insights and for joining us to help Malaysian businesses prepare for Hari Raya. Thank you so much, Cherry, for joining us.